Schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center, a whiteout. Most of the fans in attendance in white tonight. Certainly the students are fired up in white this evening, bobbing back and forth with the UW band. And the Badgers swept the Golden Gophers at Mariucci back in October, winning 5-2 in the opener as Matthew D. St. Fowl and Cruz Lucius both scored twice. And then in the finale, Wisconsin and the Gophers were tied at 2 late in the third when Simon Tassie buried the game winner at 17-29, a 3-2 win for the Badgers, who again, with a win here tonight, would earn the series regular season series from Minnesota. Badgers won the season series from Michigan last Saturday with that thrilling overtime win. Badgers were ranked 14th in the country when they went to Mariucci and swept the top-ranked Gophers. And then Wisconsin the following week up to 5, swept Michigan here, and then number 1 before getting swept at Michigan State. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt. The Badgers win the opening faceoff, take it back into their own zone, play it up through center ice, stopped by David Cilia on the near side wall. Puck comes free to D. St. Fowl, snaps it back behind the net. Cilia's got it, around behind Justin Close to the point now. Kerr shoots one low, stick save made by Justin Close. The Minnesota goaltender, two-time semifinalist for the Mike Richter Award, is the best goaltender in the country, and he's on the watch list again this season.
He's a beauty. Yeah. Kindersley, Saskatchewan, not the armpit of Saskatchewan, but pretty close.
Here comes Minnesota on the attack. Oliver Moore, left-handed centerman, stops at the half boards right. Joe Palatichuk, freshman defenseman, fell down. Here's Ben Dexheimer trying to cancel out Mason Nevers. Left winger on the top line for Minnesota. Puck jammed free by Palatichuk to the stick of Quinn Finley. Sauced across to Tassie. Nice catch. Shoots one. Stand-up blocker save made by Close. And then Tassie got the puck again low right and whipped it around behind the net to the point Palatichuk. Center point now. It's Dexheimer. Throws it back behind the cage. Fitzgerald tried to tuck a pass to Finley. Goal line left. Couldn't get it to him. And then Finley won the puck free. His pass to Tassie low left off his stick and all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Minute 20 into the first period here at the Kohl Center, and the fans, students already chanting, "We are scoreless."
Good sustained pressure by that second line, and then, but also on the same side, very good defensive coverage by the Gophers.
Wisconsin's Palatichuk up the far wing to Owen Lindmark, slowed with a bit of a body check from Brody Lamb, then knocked down with a body check of senior defenseman Carl Fish. Now Lindmark pivots into Fish to try to work the puck free, slides below the goal line where Rhett Picklick moves it around now. Connor Kurth up to center. Puck came free. The Badgers have it. Tyson Dick, one-hand pass left wing. Lindmark stops and looks. Top of the circle. Out to Scholl. His shot stick save made by Close as he came out to his right to deny that bid from the Badgers' freshman defenseman. And out to center ice it comes. Forlicky coughed it up. Look out. Kurth has it. Shoots one into the chest of McClellan. Rebound was there. He jammed at it, did Kurth. Couldn't get it back on net. Loose puck by Hughlin. Batted to the far side wall. Now out to center. Forlicky's got it, and he'll hammer it in. Left corner to right. First man there is sophomore Charlie Stramel. Stramel bumps it off the sidewall for Sawyer Scholl. Played defensively by Hughlin. Then Owen Mellenbacher lost the puck, and it slides through neutral ice down Wisconsin's way. Not strongly enough for icing, and Daniel Lotch goes to get it for the Cardinal and Whites, taking on the maroon and gold here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Minnesota averaging 3.9 goals, make that 3.5 goals per game in the Big Ten, second best behind Michigan. Out to the point, defenseman Cal Thomas gave it away, though. The Badgers' Charlie Stramel has it, snaps off a pass cross ice to Sawyer Scholl, and he'll gently nudge the puck deep into the Minnesota zone. Stramel in on the forecheck, but Thomas got there first. Breakout pass far side. Rhett Pitlick bounced it ahead for his teammate Jimmy Clark, fourth line centerman. Drop pass to the right point. Thomas, open man now. Pitlick pass towards the high slot, broken up by Cilia. Another pass break up by Cilia. Chases after the puck center ice. Comes off to his right, across the line. Topoli fanned the shot. Loose puck slides to the low slot. Gathered in by Jimmy Snuggerud. Lead feed to Moore. He had a breakaway. Had he caught that pass? He did not. McClellan out of his net. Batted it off the bottom of Moore behind the cage. Wisconsin's Dexheimer gets there and throws it to center. 3.5 minutes in, no score, Badgers, Gophers.
And no official shot clock put up on the scoreboard. So there's been shots on net, but not enough.
Yep. 3-2 in favor of Wisconsin, it looks right now on our little iPad in front of us. The Badgers haven't been here in a couple of weeks. Again, Wisconsin 10-1-1 at home. Minnesota 5-3-3 on the road. Badgers deep in their own zone. Kerr and Lotch defensively. Nelson, big fella, pressuring Kerr. Puck bounces to the far corner. Lotch protects and sweeps it around to the near side. Jammed out by Finley through neutral. After it is Fitzgerald. Fish will get their first, no icing. Back to the near side. And Ryan Chesley, sophomore from the state of Minnesota, part of the United States World Junior Championship team earlier this year. It featured Jimmy Snuggerud of Minnesota and assistant coach Steve Miller, the Sun Prairie native, on the Gophers bench. He worked for the World Juniors for a number of years as Killer.
The dean of assistant coaches, I will admit that.
Good forecheck by Tyson Dick, although Nevers battles back and wins it along the near side to Bryce Brodzinski. Lobs it up to center, allows Nevers to chase it down. Good sweeping poke check by Vorlicki of the Badger blue line. Gives Wisconsin time and space as the Gophers change. 5 minutes gone by in the first. Still scoreless. Tyson Dick sweeps it into the right corner. Horbach was offside. They waved that off. Now the Gophers send it through neutral again. Icing called by one linesman. The other linesman, Matt Gerlach, waved it off. Matt Gerlach better get his act together. He is skating in his final weekend series as a Big Ten linesman is the Verona resident, Matt Gerlach. He's going to hang up the skates. And after that call there, you can tell it's about time he hangs it up, right?
I was about to say, for those who are follically impaired like Matt Gerlach, yeah, it's Sam Schakowsky and he have been a pretty good pair for a long time.
Yeah, Gerlach started in the WCHA, now the Big Ten, 16 years he's worked as a linesman as Matt, and refereed so many other collegiate games, high school level. William Whitelaw on the ice for the Badgers. Almost gave it away on the near side wall, battling back, pressuring Cody Lamb. Now he's in the face of Sam Renzel, the freshman from Minnesota. Now up to center ice, Hughlin darts around Wisconsin's Mellenbacher. To his back to his net was Lamb for Minnesota. He tried to turn and maybe get a shot or a pass off, but lost possession of the puck, and now Sawyer Scholl will dump it in. Badgers have had more offensive zone time than the Gophers so far.
A lot of perimeter play, however.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Mellenbacher below the goal line right. Mellenbacher, first career goal last Saturday, tied the game at Michigan 5-5 in the third. And now the Gophers take it away. Kurth gains the red line and will scoop it down in. Daniel Lotch goes to get it. Lotch, a goal in 7 points in his junior season. Hands off to Matthew DeSaint-Fowl. 8 goals, 21 points for DeSaint-Fowl. Slides it ahead. Cilia across the line. Tried to refeed DeSaint-Fowl going down the middle. Broken up by the Gophers. Charlie Strobel out on the ice now for Minnesota. Coughed it up. Back checking was David Cilia. Now he's double teamed and has to bump it off the end boards for his teammate Zach Scholes, who sends it out to center right to the Gophers. Stick. Fish to Chesley, D to D, dumped in. Clark after it now. Lotch meets him there with a good poke check from behind. Scholes takes a look over his left shoulder, finds Carson Bantle up to center ice. Bantle trying to protect the puck against Charlie Strobel. Kicked it free, and now Renzel's got it. to Chesley. Cross the line, one on four. Shot got through the defenseman Scholes. Easy stick save for McClellan. Scholes then throwing his body around, picked up by Chesley. Right-handed defenseman fired one at the Badgers net off the glove of McClellan. Now a whistle blows, stopping play.
Why are there two pucks out on the ice?
With 13:03 to go in the first, no score. And one of the pucks, or when there was a check over here by Scholes on Chesley, I believe it was, on the near side wall, and I think a puck fell out of the protected netting from practice either earlier today or the day before, and so there were two pucks on the ice.
I thought maybe that's one of those Minnesota ploys where they just kept an extra one in their pants whatever.
All right, Snuggerud, Moore, and Pitlick out there. Snuggerud, 18 goals, 12 in non-conference competition, only 6 goals in 16 Big Ten games. Snuggerud, here's Dassey shooting one, right pad save made by Close, rebound gathered in by the Gophers, good shoulder by Fitzgerald, slowing Moore, Badgers have the puck, Finley dumps it in. Simon Tassie, 11 goals, 20 points for him. Big power play goal at Michigan last Saturday. Palatichuk holds the zone, gave it away. Getting behind him now is Moore. 2-on-1 with Pitlick. Moore right wing looking, shooting, and scoring. Oliver Moore. First round draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks last year. He's been on a roll, and he gets the Gophers on the board first. 1-0 here in Madison.
Well, turnover at the near blue line, and defenseman gets caught. I mean, it's one of those things where, excuse my French, but damned if you do, damned if you don't. If he pinches and doesn't get the puck, it's going to be a 2-on-1. If he pinches, it's going to be a 4-on-3 down low for the Badgers. Made that decision, popped it up. Moore, who had the 2-on-1 and had control of the puck, selected to shoot rather than pass. Obviously the right decision for him.
Yep, he beat Kyle McClellan, glove side high for Oliver Moore, his 7th goal this season. It came at 7:28. Moore now with 5 goals and 14 points in his last 8 games. Moore from Jimmy Snuggerud at 7:28. And for Snuggerud, he nets his 29th point of the season.
That'll work.
Yep. Badgers fell behind at Michigan both games last weekend. Rallied to win in overtime on Saturday. Mike Hastings wanted to get off to a good start here tonight. Not so much. Oh, a pass by Scholes, or a shot pass towards the front of the net off the toe of Lindmark's stick and then up into the air and out of play it goes. 11:58 left in the first. 1-0 Minnesota. Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there.
Well, those are the types of plays that the Badgers are going to have to continue to make. They went back against the wall. Defenseman took a good low shot. And Lindmark got to the front of the net. Didn't get all the wood that he wanted on that shot, but at least it confused the goaltender.
Wisconsin averaging 3.9 goals per game in Big Ten play this season. 3.6 overall. Gophers giving up 2.9 per conference game. Badgers put up 7 goals last weekend at Michigan, 6 on that Saturday night. Minnesota wins the puck free in its own zone. Lamb tries to break out, but it goes off a stick. Knocked down by Mellenbacher. Takes a bump off the wall. Right wing shot. Whistled it wide on the blocker side of Close. Held in by Palatichuk. Tried to get it towards the net. Knocked down by Lamb. Played on the near side wall by Hughlin. And now Clark after it on the forecheck, but the Badgers lead feed. Dexheimer too hot to handle for Scholl. Icing called on Wisconsin. 11:06 to go in the first. Face off in the Badgers' dome. They're down 1-0.
Down 1-0. Not a great icing to take, but the line change was going to come. Inevitably, the line change was going to come. But as you can see, every time that there's an offensive zone faceoff deep in the Badgers' zone for Minnesota, they're electing to go to match lines against it. So we'll see what happens.
Mellenbacher, fourth line centerman, the freshman from Fort Erie, Ontario, wins that draw. And Palatichuk skates up and out of his zone to Scholl. Refeeds Palatichuk, broken up by the Gophers. Clark now trying to transition his teammate Strobel, but too far for him. And Dexheimer's got it now. Cilia walks around Middlestad, skates to the left wing, threw a wild pass that came to the point. With it now is Lachey. Fumbled the puck, thought about shooting straight away, but just bobbled it, lost it. Now battling for it to regain possession. It slides past Bantle behind the net and taken there by Cal Thomas. Minnesota across the line, Moore works it behind his back, controls. Slot pass intended for Pitlick. Good position by Anthony Kerr to break up that play. Pitlick, 15 goals this season for the Gophers, 14 in his last 16 games. He's didn't score a goal his first six, had only one in the first 10, but he's got 14 in the last 16 games, 12 in Big Ten play. That leads the league. The Badgers lodge with it. Slowly placed the puck to the near side. Bantle chopped it off the glass and out to center. Badgers top line needs a change. Halfway through the first here in Madison, 1-0 Minnesota. Snuggerud across the line, defended by Lodge. Worked towards the slot and a knuckle puck sliding on the ice. Sticked aside by McClellan, and the Badgers again send it out through center. Minnesota lead feed to Pitlick. Got his stick on it deep into the Wisconsin end. It goes. Zach Schulz got there first. Misfired on a headman pass to Finley, and Chesley refeeds the Badgers end. With it for Licky. Lifted it off the glass and back out to center. Gophers have it there. Jackson Nelson couldn't handle the bouncing puck. Schulz shoveled it ahead to Finley. Placed it to the corner. Now Tassi works around Chesley that time, but couldn't run it down. Now Nelson with it. 3-on-3 for the Gophers. Nelson wide right. Vorlicki is two. Shot by Nelson. Stopped by McClellan. Puck behind the net. Now to the corner. It's Brodzinski out to Chesley. His shot redirected in front. McClellan slides right. Here's a chance. He smothers the rebound bid by Mason Nevers.
Well, there was good defensive coverage in front, but ironically, the puck just happened to bounce onto a Gopher stick.
Timeout on the ice, 9:02 to go in the opening period. Minnesota 1, Wisconsin nothing. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Back in a minute. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Come to Menards to check out our bathroom showroom, featuring the latest styles and trends from Magic Woods. A brand new vanity is the perfect finishing touch for your bathroom. They're built with superior quality and a unique style to complement your home. Get the Haverhill Vanity with a vintage oak finish for $349.99 after sale price and $20 mail-in rebate. Sale price is good through February 4th, now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Best crowd of the year here at the Kohl Center in Madison. First period of play, ninth-ranked Minnesota leads fourth-ranked Wisconsin 1-0. The Badgers have Tyson Dick, Jack Horbach, and Owen Lindmark on the ice. A lot of Chuck and Dexheimer, the defenseman, and Dexheimer will dump it in. To the left corner it goes. Horbach throwing his body around, knocking Chesley down. The puck out through center ice behind Palatichuk and deep in the Badgers' end. Dexheimer got there first, trying to protect. Hughlin jammed it free. Right-handed Hughlin spins back to the corner. Now to Chesley, right point. His shot blocked by the Badgers. Out to center ice it comes. Here's Hughlin now. Four goals in the third period of play this season for Hughlin. Four out of his six have come at crunch time, playing in his 100th career game, the Buffalo Sabres draft choice.
Big man with great hands.
Aaron Hughlin behind the net. Wrap around by Sawyer. Scholl tried to jam it in, but close protecting the far pipe. Made the stop and covered for a faceoff. 8:09 to go in the first. 1-0 Minnesota.
Neither team has had any quote-unquote glaring defensive zone faceoffs or mistakes, excuse me. But the one thing I do notice about the Gophers, they're not going deep into the corner unless they're absolutely sure that they're going to take somebody with them. They don't get outmanned in front of the net by any stretch of the imagination.
Very disciplined team is Minnesota, the least penalized team in the country, averaging about 7 penalty minutes a game. The Badgers among the best at staying out of the box, too, averaging about 10 minutes of penalties per game. Gophers Rinzel gains the blue line, dumps it into the Badgers zone to our right. Vorlicki double team behind the net, gets some support from Matthew D. St. Foul. Skated to his right to the corner, turned back to his left, and lost the puck. Out to the point, Rinzel.
Look out.
Kept alive now by Minnesota's Jimmy Clark, playing with Garrett Panenemy and John Mittelstadt on the fourth line for Bob Motzko's club. Clark now sweeps it back to the corner. Vorlicki rolls it around the kick plate to the far wall. Back to Vorlicki it comes. Mike trying to knife it free for Cilia. Second chance, gets it to DeSaint Fowle. He'll protect in the corner and then find Scholes right in front of his net. That was where the escape was. Scholes now gains the red line and dumps it into the gopher zone to our left.
There's about 35 youth hockey coaches just went, what did he just do?
Right, here's Rindell on the attack. Snaps one off top of the right ring. Glove save made by McClellan. He hangs on. Rindell tried to use Lodge as a screen, but Kyle saw it all the way. That's Sam Rindell, 6'4", 175-pound freshman from Chanhassen, Minnesota. Played for Waterloo in the USHL.
Broomstick.
25th overall pick in the 2022 NHL draft by the Chicago Blackhawks. He's got 22 assists this season.
Yeah, he's got some mitts.
Yeah.
Put 20 pounds on him, he'll be a force.
23 points as a defenseman, a freshman defenseman, second in the Big Ten, only to Michigan's Seamus Casey among blue liners. Faceoff won by the Gophers. Tough angled shot on goal. McClellan made the stop. Kyle, the stop. 9 of 10 gopher bids so far in the opening period. 1-0 Minnesota. Oliver Moore scored at 7:28 from Jimmy Snuggerud. And Moore, Pitlick, and Snuggerud back out for Minnesota. And Moore won the draw, and it slid slowly to McClellan, who covers in another faceoff to come. Jimmy Snuggerud, one of the stars of college hockey. First-round pick of the St. Louis Blues in 2022. Preseason Big Ten Player of the Year. He's had a heck of a freshman season, named second team All-Conference with 21 goals, led the league with 50 points. 18 goals this season, is sixth best in the country, and he's got 28 points. Some say that Snuggerud was the midseason MVP in the Big Ten, but only six of his 18 goals have come in conference play. There are other players that have had more impactful performances in Big Ten competition than Snuggerud. Steele. Horbach's got it. Tries to tuck it around close. Excellent save. Follow-up by Lindmark. He shanked it and picked up now by Minnesota. Snuggerud slides it ahead. Pitlick, he's been on fire. Finds Moore, who scored already. And then he lost the puck to the back-checking Lindmark, who protects away from Pitlick.
Good
finds
job.
Some open ice and now brings it ahead to Wisconsin's Palatichuk. Works his way across the line, waiting for help. Throws it to the corner, and Stramel uses his large body. Thought he had the angle that time on defenseman Mike Kester, but Kester took it away. Kester playing in his 128th collegiate game. And now the Badgers, Dexheimer won it back at center, sends it in, and the Gophers there first for it.
A lot of meat on this line for the Badgers. Stramel, Mellenbacher.
Yeah.
Those some big boys.
Scholl is 6'2", 190. Mellenbacher 6'2", 198. Stramel 6'3", 215. And the 6'1", 203-pound captain, Mike Vorlicki, escapes the zone. Now a turnover at center ice taken by Nevers. He pitchforks it down deep into the Wisconsin end, and Vorlicki has to retreat again. To the far side in Whitelaw, he'll skate ahead. Taps off Mellenbacher, refeeds Whitelaw, pressure to get rid of the puck at the red line, and he lobbed it on net, and it bounced on edge, and close came out of his crease to block it away to the near side. Gophers bring it up through neutral ice. That's where it's loose. Mellenbacher picks up the loose puck. Mellenbacher tried to sauce one towards the front of the net. It bounced to close.
Good job.
On the backside, the Badgers' Whitelaw was going to the cage. And now Scholl just got spun around and taken down by one of the Gophers after he went looking for the loose puck.
I'm not so sure that Ryan Chesley was very pleased with the fact that Mellenbacher came in and sprayed snow all over their goaltender.
Yeah, and then Chesley grabbed the back of Scholl's sweater and yanked the freshman down to the ice, and that's why the fans booing here. But the referees, Tony Cech and Sean Fernandez, do not call penalties. And we'll skate 5-on-5. Gophers won the defensive zone faceoff. And Lamb gets it and sweeps it down in. Joe Palatichuk there for the Badgers. Just gave it away. Hughlin's got it left wing. To the point he goes. And Thomas skips a shot that goes off a leg to the near side in Bantle. Bantle sends it up to center. Foot race with Whitelaw and Rindell. And Whitelaw won it. But both wiped out. Loose in the corner. The Gophers. Hughlin. Able to get it past Bantle. Ahead to Lamb. Bantle battled back and won it for a moment. Then Lamb won it back and sent it Wisconsin's way. Good work by Daniel Lodge to pull the puck away from pressure. Now Carson Bantle slides it up through neutral. Wisconsin needs a change. 4:25 to go in the first. 1-0 Golden Gophers.
That's a nice soft hands play by Bantle to get everybody off the ice. and not cause an icing.
Hughlin, long-range shot. Easy stick saved by McClellan. Sent back behind the Badgers' cage now. Garrett Pinonemi. Pinonemi, beg your pardon. P-I-N-O-N-I-E-M-I. Garrett Pinonemi. From Mound, Minnesota. Out on the ice now for the Golden Gophers. Clark and Middlestead as well, and it comes out through center ice. Fitzgerald, Finley, and Tassie on the ice. Look out, steal. Here's Clark. Cross the line. Shoots one into the belly. Kyle McClellan came out of his crease. Cut down the angle. Made the stop. McClellan has now made 13 saves here in the opening period. 1-0 Minnesota. 3:50 left until the American Family Insurance first intermission report.
Defenseman got caught up a little bit. Christian Fitzgerald takes the forward back. Pushes him to the outside. So it's a poor angle shot. McClellan should make that save 99 times out of 100.
Badgers and Gophers have both won 6 faceoffs here tonight. Moore, offensive zone draw that slides right to McClellan. He covers for another faceoff. Oliver Moore, lone goal here tonight for Minnesota. He had 3 goals and an assist in that series split at Michigan State last weekend. Again, he's been on a nice run. Points in 8 straight games. Here's Lindmark now. Drop pass to Vorlicki. Half boards left now to the corner behind the net. Vorlicki protecting the puck. Mike now turns and tried to dump it deep, but fan on that bid. Loose puck. Dick able to nudge it off to Lindmark. Wheeling back towards the net was Wisconsin's D. St. Foul, but he got knocked down, and the Gophers take it at center. Here's Snuggerud now working right, shooting one off the stick of Scholes to McClellan's body. Another save for Kyle McClellan. 1-0 Gophers, 3:17 left in the first, faceoff in the Badgers' end.
And the shot's now at 16 for Minnesota and only 9 for Badgers. But I will say this, is that the last 2 or 3 shots that McClellan's had to save, those are outside the top of the circles, but a person like Snuggerud, he just pulls the trigger so fast.
Yep. Snuggerud averages 5 shots on goal per game this season. Minnesota averages 34 per game as a team. And they're almost halfway there. Now they are. No, yes. Brodzinski's shot partially deflected by Tassie. Trickled towards McClellan. He got a piece of it. Now Dexheimer will feather it around the near side wall. Out of the Badger zone comes Palatichuk. Advance to Finley. He'll turn and dump it in. Close, can't handle the puck behind his net. Whipped around to Dexheimer. Sends it back to the corner. Tassie can't reach. Thomas sent it back to the corner. Finley took it there, and then his pass out to the blue line off the back of Dexheimer's stick, and he has to gather in the Badgers' touch-up. Here's Finley now, a step on Rinzel. Leans in, shoots one. May have gone off the top of Close's stick behind the cage. Oh, a quick burst that time by Quinn Finley on the Frenchman defenseman Rinzel. And now sent back into the Minnesota end. Knocked down by Thomas. Goes D-to-D with Rinzel. Big right-handed blue liner. And now back into the Wisconsin end and Daniel Lotch. Hughlin forechecking him. Kerr, far side, Whitelaw, long lead feed, Scholl just passed his stick. Icing.
Ooh, I thought he touched it.
On Wisconsin. Hey, please join us on Saturday, May 18th for Marco Siki's 6th annual Casting for Kids fishing tournament on the Madison Chain of Lakes, created to help kids who are fighting cancer at American Family Children's Hospital, UW-Carbone Cancer Center. That's Saturday, May 18th. Sign up or donate at castingforkids.org. Face off to McClellan's left, won by the Gophers. Kurth to the corner. Lotch now heaves it to the far wall. Where Kerr goes to get it, Whitelaw whips it across. Scholl catches and slides one towards the net, where Close will paddle it off to the far side. Yeah, Scholl was trying to hit Mellenbacher down the slot. Steal by Whitelaw at center. Cuts to his left across the line. 1-on-4 left the puck. And now Lamb has it at the red line. Send it past Scholl's. In on the forecheck. First man there. Gets support from Hughlin, who pulled it free. Now he's tied up by Vorlicki. Lamb leads into Scholes. Vorlicki doing the same to Hughlin. Cilia's on the ice for Wisconsin right now with Scholl and with Whitelaw. And David able to muscle it out to center. Scholl then out-muscled from behind by Brody Lamb, and the puck sent back into the Wisconsin zone. Brody Lamb's dad played at Denver a number of years ago. Brody's a 4th-round draft pick of the New York Islanders, former Green Bay Gambler. Cilia at center. Chesley got it back. Minute to go in the period. Gophers across the line. Clark. Now Middlestead mishandles. Scholes goes D to D behind the net and Palatichuk. Bantle able to get it out through center.
Not coming out of the zone clearly, however. They're just trying to chip it out of the zone so they don't get caught.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see a good breakout, stick-to-stick breakout, but
hasn't been a lot of that. Yeah, exactly. No, they just seem to be content to throw it out to center and just prevent Minnesota from setting up. 30 seconds to go in the period. 1-0 Gophers. Pitlick has it left corner. Trying to set up Mittelstadt. He does for a one-time hammer right on goal. And McClellan made the stop and gets a whistle. Oh, John Mittelstadt, sophomore from Eden Prairie, came down the left wing. And the former Green Bay Gambler tried to shoot it through Kyle McClellan. Kyle made the stop. John Mittelstadt only one goal this season, had four as a freshman a year ago. Face off to McClellan's right.
He's played well.
Yes, he has. Badgers win the draw. Hard rim around Lodge. 20 seconds left of the period. Tyson Dick up to center. Sends it down to the Minnesota zone. Bouncing puck gathered in by Thomas. Moved it around to the far side. Pitlick there. Juggling act with Daniel Lodge. 9 seconds to go in the period. Puck near the Gophers bench. Puck squirts free. Wisconsin's Dick has it. Up the middle comes Wisconsin's Horbach. Can't get a shot off as he split a couple of Gopher defenders. And the horn sounds, ending the opening period. The Badgers trail one period of play, 1-0. Hey, Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Again, the Gophers lead Wisconsin 1-0 after one. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
All right, we're going to go right in. Well, in the first 20 minutes, Minnesota 17 shots on goal, halfway to their game average. Wisconsin had 11 shots on goal. Badgers won 9 of 17 faceoffs. No penalties in the opening period. One goal scored by Minnesota freshman Oliver Moore. It came at 7:28 after a blue line turnover. Moore set up by Jimmy Snuggerud. Moore's 7th goal of the season. 1-0 Minnesota after one. I thought the Badgers early were pretty good. Got the puck deep. Were cycling, trying to make something happen. But then Minnesota kind of controlled there, and the Badgers just kept chipping it out to center, and Minnesota kept feeding it in, and back and forth we went that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't want to make the big mistake. So instead of a pinpoint pass, let's bank it off the boards and at least they won't score from outside the blue line, that kind of mentality. But the thing that I was impressed with, it was physical. Yep. Both teams skated hard. You could tell the premier puck handlers on both teams. But the fact of the matter being is that after all of that intensity, no penalties in the first period. So nobody has enjoyed a special teams play. And I just hope that the Badgers can get a little more consistent on breaking out instead of chipping it out, breaking it out stick to stick.
So the Gophers lead the Badgers 1-0. The American Family Insurance First Intermission reports up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Badgers trail Minnesota 1-0 after one. The American Family Insurance first intermission report. The Badgers gave up 17 shots on goal, second most they've given up in a period this season. Notre Dame had 20 against him in the second period of the Saturday night affair in South Bend a few weeks back. Badgers still won that game 7-4, but 17 shots on goal weren't a lot of quality scoring chances.
No, that's what I was about to say. Everything was outside the top of the circles, or a majority were outside the top of the circles, let's put it that way. Defensemen did a good job of pushing people out. There weren't a lot of point blanks. There weren't a lot of rebounds available. And I think Coast Hastings would be happy with the fact that Minnesota is forced to shoot from the outside, and he's got Kyle McClellan in net.
Yep, McClellan, 16 saves in the opening period. 1-0 Minnesota the lead. Back in 2 minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten, league-leading Michigan State and Notre Dame scoreless in the second period in South Bend. And Michigan jumped out to a 3-0 lead at Ohio State, but the Buckeyes scored the next two. 3-2 Wolverines, that's in the third. Here, Wisconsin trails Minnesota 1-0 in the second period. It's coming up after this. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
We got to walk away from the mic on that.
Yeah, that one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on Locally Grown Radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
By American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
And Posick, Ian Perrin back here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin trails Minnesota 1-0. Badgers gave up 10 goals last weekend in that series at Michigan, a 5-1 loss and a 6-5 overtime win. Badgers got back to work this week trying to stay inside the dots, keep the opposition on the perimeter. So far, so good. But a turnover, turnovers can kill you, and that's what led to the lone goal of the game for Oliver Moore.
Yeah, the blue line is your best friend and your worst enemy all in one swoop, if you want to call it that. Offensive zone blue line, I think it was Palatichuk who got caught. Yeah. It's a 2-on-1. And you've got the hands of the hottest player in Minnesota right now with Moore. He's got the puck. He elects to shoot rather than pass. McClellan is like, eee.
Yeah, that was a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work out pretty well. But it, evenly matched as far as scoring opportunities are concerned. But yep. Neither team getting anything from the slot. Both teams playing so well along the boards.
Badgers send out Celia, DeSaint Fowl, and Bantle against Minnesota's Moore, Pitlick, and Snuggerud. Second period underway. Badgers attack the goal to our right. DeSaint Fowl on the forecheck, able to get it deep up off the dasher behind the cage. Bantle in a foot race for the defenseman Renzel, and Carson just ran right through him. Puck came free. Carson with the puck on his stick. It's loose now. DeSaint Fowl carried it to the net into the chest of Close, and he hangs on. Oh, Bantle applied some big-time wood to Sam Renzel, and that gave the Badgers a chance down low.
Yeah, that was like knock him down, jump on top of him, come off the ropes, and jump back into the play. Yeah, physical play by Carson Bantle will open up some doors for David Celia and Matty DeSaint Fowl.
Again, no Cruz Lucius tonight, out with an upper body injury. The Badgers' leading scorer. It's Fitzgerald, Tassie, Finley now. Tassie behind the net, put it in front off Fitzgerald. He's got a chance to tuck it behind. Close, where's the loose puck?
Underneath
the whistle blew. Close is laying on his back, but the defenseman, Kester, had the puck in the near corner. The referee lost complete sight of the puck, and it was in the near corner. He blew the play dead.
It wasn't like he was in a bad position.
No.
He's standing right on the back of the net.
Right.
Couldn't see the puck anyplace.
Yep.
Oh, well.
They're going to drop it to the left of Justin Close. Big Ten second team all-conference as a senior last year when he won 26 games with a 2.02 goals against average. Tassie off the draw, whipped one through the crease. Chased down by Palatichuk, left corner. Hacked at below the goal line. Tassie hugged to the ice by Luke Middlestead, who continues to sit on Tassie. And then Wisconsin's Finley just went down. No penalty called deep in the Minnesota zone. Nelson
Both referees
now
had a great perspective on that, too.
And didn't call it. Again, Minnesota, the least penalized team in the country. They let them play. Here's Mike Kester now. Gave it away right wing. Tassie tried to shoot it off the wall. No luck there. Nelson in the vicinity and taken by Mason Nevers now. Nevers at the red line will dump it down into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer around the wall, but collected by Brodzinski. Lost the handle out to center. Dexheimer wipes out. Carl Fish sends it back Wisconsin's way. Now Vorlicki with Connor Kurth in on him. Up to the blue line, not out. And Hughlin whacks it back deep.
Worst places to take turnovers.
Yeah, right at the blue line. Now Whitelaw stick handling in his own zone. Split Kurth and Hughlin. Unfortunate not to cough that up in front of his own net. Good forechecking pressure, though, by Minnesota, giving the Badgers fits getting out of their own end. And now Whitelaw coughs it up at center. Dexheimer will try again to get a clean breakout. Throws a wild pass that Vorlicki has to chase down. Minnesota tired. They'll get a change, and that gives Vorlicki some time and space behind his own net, although Hughlin remains and forces him wide left. Vorlicki up the wall, banks it over everybody. Bouncing puck icing waved off as Ryan Chesley goes after. Scholl immediately on him. Whitelaw, long shift for him, lifts the stick of John Middlestead, but can't get possession of the puck. Scholl now with Mellenbacher. Whitelaw has been replaced by Horbach. Loose puck in the Minnesota zone, golfed out through center ice, and the Badgers' Kerr goes to get it. 1-0 Minnesota, 2.5 minutes into period number two. Kerr double teaming into the Wisconsin zone, now gets support from Scholl behind the net. Puck slides off his stick, reverses course. Scholl's lets it go to Kerr. He's got to run it down near side. Up to center, deflected by Horbach. Sent back to center. There's Anthony Kerr. He dumps it in for the Badgers, and a change to come.
Yeah, delayed offside. Horbach kind of got handcuffed on that one.
Yep. Here's Chesley now, the defenseman. Hands it across Snuggerud. Shot blocked by Alach. Banged right back out to center. Celia was hustling after it, but Moore got there first, and Moore's got a lot of speed, and he's got the puck right wing, sidestepping a would-be check from Carson Bantle, and then the Gophers, well, the Badgers actually threw it in the Gophers bench, stopping play. Moore was just flying down the right wing, and then Bantle just kind of stepped up and stopped, and Moore did not want any of the big fella.
Yeah, he didn't want anything to do with it. I'll just do the little fancy dance and go around you.
Oliver Moore scored at 7:28 of the first, the only time the light's gone on here tonight. Minnesota wins the center ice faceoff, sends it in. Dexheimer, two hands it over to DeSaint Fowle. Cilia picks up the loose puck now, across the line, two on two. Cilia wide right, looking in front, but Bantle tied up as he went to the net. Palatichuk holds the zone, skips one back behind the cage. DeSaint Fowle with it, low right, cuts to the net, tries to go upstairs, close with a safe rebound. Where's the puck? It's covered by the Minnesota goaltender. As DeSaint Fowle got knocked to the ice. Whistle stops play. 3:32 gone by in the second. 1-0 Minnesota.
You take a close look at how that play ended up, and you'll see four Minnesota Golden Gophers standing within 10 feet of their goaltender. One Badger on his backside, and the other two looking for where the puck is. So defensive coverage, they've been very good tonight, the Gophers.
DeSaint Fowle with a goal last Saturday, his eighth of the year. Now on the Badgers bench is Fitzgerald, Finley, and Tassie back out for Mike Hastings' squad. And the point pass to Dexheimer under his stick and out through center. That's why Ian groaned. Palatichuk now up the far wall. Threw it off the body of Finley. Ricocheted back into the Wisconsin end. Finley goes to get it. Now to Dexheimer, who's struggling a bit with the puck. Sauces across to Finley at center. Across the line he goes. Tries to pull it around the defenseman Luke Mittelstadt, but no luck there. And back out to center ice it comes. Now Dexheimer again. Rink wide, Tassie couldn't handle the bouncing puck. And Kester spins away from Tassie's forechecking pressure. Back through neutral. Handcuff for Licky. Should be icing on Minnesota. And it is. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their DreamMaker software. Visit clearybuilding.com.
First time I've been proud of Mike Vorlicky for not being able to knock that puck down with his hands. Once he realized that it might be an icing, let's go take the faceoff down the other end. That's even a better idea.
Owen Lindmark now take the draw, one of the top faceoff men in the Big Ten, over 60%. And this puck goes right on goal, and Justin Close has to slide it far side. Stramel Steele finds Lindmark, and that shot was blocked. Ricocheted to the corner. Tyson Dick after it there. Dick, Lindmark, and Stramel making up this forward line now for the Cardinal in white. Lindmark dug it free. Stramel behind the net off his skate. He'll chase it down left wing. Stramel turns and dumps it right back deep. Dick hustling after it, but two Gophers below the goal line, and Minnesota got there first, and out to center it comes. Bryce Brodzinski now will backhand it deep, and the Badgers go get the puck while the Gophers change. 4:45 into the second. 1-0 Minnesota. Stramel's slow-moving pass at center got through to Dick, and then Lindmark followed up to get it down into the Gophers' end. Minnesota there first, though. Up to Kurth, slides it off to Hughlin. Two on two, to our left. Hughlin's shot blocked. Good job by Sawyer Scholl with the back pressure. Daniel Lodge back defensively as well. Now Hughlin runs into Scholl. Puck came free. Poked away by Lodge to Kerr. To Stramel now, and he'll slowly scoop it accidentally up over the glass and out of play. In the NHL and internationally, that would be a two-minute minor. Instead, it's just a stoppage in play and a defensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers as Stramel just got a little under that one.
And a souvenir for a very, very happy young man in about the fourth row.
Charlie Stramel, 23rd overall, make that 21st overall pick in the 2023 NHL draft by the Minnesota Wild. Long-range shot blocked, gathered in by Wisconsin Scholl, ahead to Stramel. Knocked into the air, brought it down, finds Scholl left wing, tries to get around Fish, forced to the wall. Behind the net now, Scholl and Fish engaged. Puck comes free to Charlie Strobel, the son of former Badger Mike Strobel. Charlie scored his first collegiate goal of his career against the Wisconsin Badgers at Mariucci Arena back in October. Yep. Wisconsin won the game. That's all that mattered. 3-2 the final. Puck jammed free. Look out. John Mittelstadt has it. He skates ahead. Little left-hander fans off to his right. Slowed by Palatichuk, who hips him into the wall, but Mittelstadt still with possession of the puck. And then it crawled to Palatichuk, who found DeSaint Fowle, and the Badgers on the attack the other way. Palatichuk across the line, finds an open man. Here's Cilia now, tries to dangle around Close, who came well out of his net. He never got the shot off, but Wisconsin's DeSaint Fowle put it on net, and that trickled in the near corner. Oh, Close came, what, 5 feet out of his net and prevented Cilia from making any sort of move around the cage.
And any type of rebound was not available.
Here's Cilia now, threw it out to the left circle. Handled by Lodge to the point now. Kerr backside right. Celia can't handle the pass. Oh, Kerr was open and passed up the shot.
Look out.
Gophers just trying to clear. Kerr does a nice job to hold. Bantle cycles with DeSaint foul. Best pressure of the night for the Badgers. Centering pass, it's loose. Reaching for it, Celia. Oh, what a great save by Close. Falling back to his left. Out to Lodge. Open man, DeSaint foul. Left circle. Backside. Bantle looking. Trying to jam it free. Close leans back right. Stops it and hangs on. Justin Close comes up big for the Gophers a couple of times. Best pressure tonight for the fourth-ranked Badgers.
Yeah, and there were no rebounds available. Those were all chip shots out in front. Good slam by Carson Bandle as he tried to just force it underneath the pads of the goaltender. Nothing happens. The backside defenseman pushes it underneath the derriere of Justin Close, and we've just got another faceoff and a whistle. That's all.
Close had never lost to the Badgers in his collegiate career until that October series at Mariucci when he gave up 8 goals. Now a bit of a scrum between Moore and Fitzgerald. Christian goes down. Moore up on his skates. Fans didn't like it. Nothing called, though. Pass hit Moore in the back near the Badger blue line. Fitzgerald to Tassie. Tried to sauce back to Fitzgerald. Didn't connect. And now here's Moore with it. Pitlick going to the net. Pass broken up by Kerr. Puck goes to the far side wall. Lodge meets Pitlick there. Finley trying to work it free. Pitlick behind the net. Tried to center. Good job by Anthony Kerr, who's had a whale of a senior season.
Yeah.
Defenseman Anthony Kerr. And the puck lifted all the way down to the Minnesota zone. An icing called on the Badgers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Well, it's interesting with the icing that 5 tired Badgers will have to come out, and they had the goaltender, Oliver Pitlick and Snuggerud, or Moore Oliver and Oliver Moore, Snuggerud and Pitlick were out there.
Yeah.
We may have elected to change them for the offensive zone faceoff. I didn't quite understand that rationale.
Didn't seem like a long shift either.
No.
1-0 Minnesota. Daniel Lodge in his own end to defenseman Anthony Kerr. Now Tassie, red line, blue line, slot pass Fitzgerald. His shot attempt blocked by Luke Middlestead, whose stick goes flying behind the Gophers' net. And now Tassie steps up to steal the puck. Shot by Fitzgerald, didn't get through. Bouncing puck in front of the net. Batted away by the Gophers, gathered in by Jackson Nelson. Nelson off to his left, gets around Vorlicki, but lost possession. Vorlicki after the puck, shouldered into the end boards. Loose puck in front. Oh, Bronczynski beat McClellan, but hit the far post. Out to the point, blast blocked by the Badgers. Tyson Dick. Oh, Bryce Brodzinski, who's got 13 goals this season, almost made it 14. McClellan got some help from the right post. Puck played into the stand, stopping play. 11:37 to go in the second. Still 1-0 Minnesota.
During that little fray behind the net, there was a lot of physical contact back there, and for whatever reason, puck pops out to Brodzinski, and you're right, he did beat McClellan cleanly. Thank you, Mr. Post.
Yeah, 19 goals as a fourth-year senior last year. Brodzinski, a Philadelphia Flyers draft choice, has 13 this season. 9 of his 13 in the Big Ten, one of the top conference goal scorers there are. Horbach out there. Lindmark as well. Loose puck in between the circles. Lindmark got there a little late, but he's got it now. His backhand pass to the left wing. Scholes has to track it down, sends it to the corner, and Sawyer Scholl. Scholl tied up by the defenseman Rinzell, who worked the puck free, and the Gophers have it now. Hughlin to Kurth. Refeeds Hughlin. It got through to McClellan, who makes a save.
Nice pop shot.
Yep. Now behind the Badgers' net, Scholl's trying to muscle it out to center with some help from Scholl. Vorlicki reaches. He gets the job done. Now Zach Scholl's has it for Wisconsin. Headmans to Sawyer Scholl. Ran into Kurth. Fell down, and Carl Fish goes to get it for the Gophers to Ranzel. Ranzel, long lead feed. Lamb tried to cut back to the slot to his right, but lost the handle. Pass to the middle of the ice, intercepted by Palatichuk. Here comes Whitelaw now, one-on-one with Fish. Twirling move right wing, drops it off to Dexheimer. Defended by Hughlin. Goal line right, Dexheimer. Still with possession of the puck. Fish on him, though. Dexheimer out to the point. Palatichuk tees one up. Stick that save made by Close. Off the high glass, we play on. Dexheimer in deep. Couldn't handle the puck. Taken away by Pinanimi. A left-handed Pinanimi into Charlie Strobel. Wisconsin Cilia, though, back behind his own net. Double-teamed. Lost the puck to Pinanimi. Out to the point now. Kester's drive, leaning left glove save made by McClellan. He hangs on for a faceoff. There's 9:59 left in the second period here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Minnesota leads Wisconsin 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know.